This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. San Francisco group The Pendletons are a boogie funk and modern soul project made up of E Da Boss and Trailer Limon. The two music producers joined forces 8 years ago and have been keeping the 80s boogie sound alive ever since. Their latest vinyl release, called Funk Forever, is a jazzy five-track EP that mixes old-school vibes with soulful lyrics. In this edition of Bay Area Beats, The Pendletons share their musical influences, including San Francisco's Sweater Funk Party.
We had been struggling to figure out what we were going to call ourselves. We didn't know. And I walked into Crossroads and there was a Pendleton shirt. And I remember walking out of the store in Upper Hay going, the Pendletons. And at that moment, I text Dan and I was like, the Pendletons. And he was like, yeah, that's it. Hey, my name is Eric, a.k.a. DJ E, the boss of the Pendletons.
My name is Dan, a.k.a. Trailer Limon, with the Pendletons. I guess modern funk really is the blanket sort of term for this kind of music.
What's different than what we do from a lot of other people that do this music is we have a heavy hip-hop influence in it, and in the Funk Forever EP you can see like a lot more influences from jazz. You know, we got a lot more horns involved this time.
We got this live interaction. We had a live drummer, bassist, keyboard player, and they kind of were, you know, able to sort of play off each other. Eric has like a crazy collection of obscure music. He'll bring a lot of times cuts as an inspiration, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a couple of the songs that I used were Ozone, Our Hearts Will Always Shine, and Lionel Richie, Love Will Find a Way. I would just take a four-bar loop and then ask them to give us a different take on that.
And then we built the song through that and added a bunch of layers and wrote our lyrics. I keep living, just won't give it, there's no guarantee. We keep racing, but we're facing so much tragedy. Time won't let me be. Don't be late, it's time to put your ego aside. Don't be late, and let go of your foolish pride. Don't be late. When we first started out, we were doing a little bit more beat culture oriented stuff too. That was actually, I mean, it was cool stuff, but it kind of didn't pan out to the point that we wanted to put it on record necessarily. So then we made the record, our first record, which was Waiting on You Coming Down, and it really kind of hit. Like, a lot of people really liked it, so we started to kind of lean more in that boogie direction.
There was a huge resurgence of this music because it was the DJs that were playing it in the clubs to the masses. So Sweater Funk, it's a party in San Francisco that happens every week on a Sunday night in the Mission District at the Knockout. I had the test presses and I just walked down to Sweater Funk one night and I was like, you know, if you like it, play it. I mean, that moment changed everything for us because that record from that point immediately took off.
It was just a cool combo, man. They really created a really good springboard atmosphere for our music.
That party, they really, really honed in on the really underground side of that music. All the music that I grew up listening to, riding around in my mom's car when I was like 10 years old in Newark, New Jersey, like listening to the radio.
So I grew up in the Bay Area, and my dad was super into Tower Power, so we played that a lot in my youth. Bump City in particular, I remember hearing that a lot when we were on road trips because we had it on a cassette tape. You got to funkify. So we just always bump this album, and it was just so lively. not only did they have just amazing music, but there was also that diversity of the Bay Area. And I was like, oh, there's a white guy in the band, there's a Latino dude in the band, there's the African American influence too. It just felt like we can all party together. You know, the Pendletons, when we're up on stage, we have a lot of different faces up there and a lot of different people that kind of represent everybody. People want to see that. To me, that's kind of what funk is about. You know, funk is about that inclusivity, that diversity, and just being able to go to a party and really lose yourself.
For me, I want people to listen to it anytime, as long as they're having a good time.